This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Good morning, one and all, and this is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name is Jack Keelan. We've got Jenny here today.
And hey, good morning, Jack.
Good morning. Here.
And these are our own opinions, and I'm proud of Free FM 89, independent community media. So with all the floods that have been happening, and we've got a horse-shaped zone around the Pacific, the Ring of Fire, earthquake and fires in Japan, Indonesia, Philippines, New Zealand, North America. And let the fire burn, hallelujah, let the fire burn in this heart of mine. So how do we stay on top of the tragedies that are happening in society, the attacks and everything else?
Well, the earthquakes
as an overcomer, you know.
So the earthquakes that are falling down, obviously building regulations help there. But then in five weeks, Jack, we have the new legislation through our parliament in New Zealand, which says that you're allowed to build without having to go to council on certain matters. So how's that going to help make us earthquake proof?
Yeah, like, you know, the buildings that are prone, like right throughout the countries. Yeah, so the Morning Star Apostleship, God's Eternal Rainbow, the Uwanuku Rainbow Korowai. You see this coloured scarf I've got there? Okay, and that is a multicoloured garment of light worn as a mantle by believers who are living stones and spiritual Israelites representing the 12 tribes identified with the 12 coloured gemstones within the city light and sound crystallization. Mm. They are shining stars. Okay, with the Urim and Thummim incorporating all the tribes and all the apostles, Maori, non-Maori, and all races universally go to the fourth level, abiding in the cross, the pearly gates, death and life oyster secreted juices, ascending into the 12-sided New Jerusalem diamond. But how's this for full inclusion, right?
But we come from the same dust, Jack. It's oneness of humanity. So obviously we've got infants and older people and senility. So there is that difference in people. But everyone is has a soul and needs to be treated equally before the law. Jenny, that we talked about that.
Yep.
Yeah, so I went along to a Couples for Christ meeting on Sunday up at St. Luke's in Auckland, and I was impressed by all the stained glass windows. But I was seeing all these indigenous people, Tongans and Samoans and everything else. And it's the family ministry. I went with Ernie Bailey to Singles for Christ, the Servants of the Lord, and Jesse Tyburn is Soul Servants of the Lord Mission Director. And so I wanted to do a retreat with the fathers, and I want to travel around the islands and bring the Lord Jesus or a deeper understanding of who Christ is.
Are you talking about like Tonga and stuff?
Samoa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want to go to all those islands.
Kiribati, Niue.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd love to do a trip and bring them all to Christ. And so that could be something.
So you mentioned Tuvalu, it's 3 metres height and below. They're 99.9% Christian already, Jack. So what are you bringing to Tuvalu when Jack with his yellow shirt jumps off the plane and you're taller than the highest mountain, Jack?
Well, I'll have my multicoloured garment on to embrace diversity, all peoples. And bring them into a deeper understanding of community. which is what the independent candidates are going to be representing.
And you for Hamilton West, you're going to go along to a Labor Party and a New Zealand First Party meeting, Jack?
Yeah, they're coming up. New Zealand First, 6th of September, 2 p.m, 100 Garnet Avenue. But I guess they'll be critiquing everyone who goes in there because they can't have people that are too radical, can they? And we've also got on the 28th of August, St. John's Hall with the Labor Party at 6 p.m. And Opportunity Party, 6 p.m, Spates Ale House.
Jack, can we name Street. A date for people coming to see you, Jack? I want to come to the Independents and you are then vetting the New Zealand First and the Labors to get in or out. When is your one? Are you going to have it down by the river? Whereabouts are you going to have your...
By the river, or perhaps in some hall.
Yes.
And when do we have to be registered by?
Well, your campaigning starts on the 6th of August, so you've already started, Jack. You need a shoebox to put any donations. You've got a receipt into it. Put a paper bag. Make sure that you've got a rubber band around it in case it falls over and the wind blows it away. So you've got to keep your receipts. Whereabouts are you going to have your first meeting, Jack?
Wow.
Here, what about on the radio? Why don't you say, tune into Jack on this radio every morning to find out about you standing in Hamilton West?
Yes, and we're supposed to be going over to see our friend over in Thames on...
Steve Hart. Barbecue in Thames,
yeah. Because he stands for an energy, probably, an energy policy. And I'll be standing.
Well, there's Neil Dumby, and I think he's standing in a Māori seat, which is the all of the East Cape. And then you've also got Carl Barkley. Yep, he's standing for Hariki Waikato. So that's good. And they're looking at getting the all the general seats within those catchments as part of their team. So there's independents across there. And you're part of Carl's, Jack, did you know? Because Hamilton is included in Carl's catchment of Waikato, Hariki Waikato.
Yep.
So you and Carl have got a lot in common. And the other thing is that when the Hart stands for Coromandel, that's all included in Hariki Waikato. So Carl and Hart have to get on too, general seat, Māori seat.
Yeah. But this community independence project is being operated from Australia. People powered policies connect, network, support and amplify work of the people. The community reclaiming democracy of the people for the people.
But that's happening in New Zealand, Jack.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to confuse the independence and the New Zealand election. The movement is global, Jack, just not in Australia either.
Yeah, it is global. Now, I was looking up the Fifth Estate, a modern term for independent citizens, alternative media, whistleblowing, social media commentators, sovereignty and natural rights. And it goes back to 1647, Agreement of the Natural People. So obviously, with it was Charles the First, he was actually beheaded, wasn't he? Because he was insisting on the divine right of kings. When William of Orange brought a total transformation to the whole system with a constitution and the first federal system.
Because Charles the Second had issues as well, Jack.
Yeah. But it's empowering ordinary people.
Why don't
to
we
have
call? Here's a question: why don't we call sovereign as natural peoples? I like the word natural peoples because you're naturally born from a mother.
Yeah,
and the mother's a natural person too.
Yes.
From dust to dust. So, Jack, that's my question for Albert out there. If you're out down there supporting your wife at the district court today on the Kaupapa Māori.
Yeah. Well, Haumahia, Albert's missus, has a court case today, standing in her whenua rangatira, tribal identity, customary title on behalf of past, present, future generations. It was on TV this morning that all the youth want the government to look at future generation with the housing, with the high cost of living, with the education. It can't just be about right-wingers. We need to walk a mile in their shoes of the young people.
Well, I saw 21 10 speeds doing wheelies down the main street. I was very happy for the youth. Yes, I did count two of them had lights on, but there was all of them were enjoying themselves, Jack, on push bikes, doing wheel stands, and it's much safer than being on a motorbike, and I think that's excellent, Jack, involvement.
Haumahia, and incidentally, I have to go down to the seal place to have my whakapapa seal made up. I'm going to be using my sheriff's badge with the king up top and the eight-pointed star of Melchizedek, and also talking about the lion, the eagle, the man, the ox, and the throne, Ezekiel's throne. And so I'm going to have my own whakapapa seal, and I'll also need a Justice of the Peace seal, and I'm working in with Albert.
With Albert on that one. Because obviously the mayor automatically gets the JP status under the 1957 Justice of the Peace Act. Mish McDonald was saying that there's been a reshuffle. Now Sue Mahoney is in head of the roading, and Mish is no longer the chair of the roading. So Mish has been doing a brilliant job there. But she did say that the
Timmy.
He's able to put however he wants his committees and who's his chair. So he's put Sue up there. So I asked, is Maria and Robbie okay? And Mish McDonald said, well, you ask them yourself, but she's okay. So she, Tim, there you go. You can, because you're covering the council, aren't you?
I'm supposed to be.
Well, you're doing.
I'm too busy organising one of the Survivor Remembrance Days on Parliament grounds.
That's coming up, isn't it?
I'm a bit busy.
Well,
this
the easiest
year.
Way is to invite Tim down there to come down.
I want to be there with the White Cross.
Also, I'm trying to call Waitangi because Hey Waka Putanga is coming up.
Yeah, that's right.
In October.
That's right. So we need them all there.
We would love to be there.
The 12th of November, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Waitangi, of course, are friends to the survivors.
Yep. So we all need to be there, actually.
Because those were natural children that went into state care.
Yeah.
Yes.
So laying claim to property rights at Tikawiti, claiming she's a sovereign citizen, claiming government has no jurisdiction over them, 1666 Unextinguishable Turi Whenua Land Act. And it's Sestui Kui V Act 1666 statute, interests in the property when a person couldn't be established as alive, but they are a dead entity, a dead in law claim. You know, that's where you have the capitals and you have the lower case. So the whole system is using that. Using your straw man.
Well, okay, you know your horse. You know the funeral. The lady got kicked in the head by the horse last year. Yeah, obviously she didn't return from her battle, and so the people back at home need to use. What if someone doesn't come back, Jack?
Yeah.
So that's what you're talking about now. So would she be capital letter or a lowercase letter?
She could be used as a capital letters by the system. Or if she's standing in her own jurisdiction, who she really is, she needs to use lowercase. So a secret legal person, straw man, corporation, sovereign system utilizes fictitious dead entity. So they're utilizing that dead entity because you can claim the property within 7 years if you go missing. So that's going to be interesting. But I love the idea that a haumahia is actually standing on behalf of future generations. Because, you know, when AI kicks in, and if we keep going on with the right-wingers, and this is what I found interesting when I went up to and got the Nexus magazine up at the university, because I'm up there, you know, I'm singing in the choir. Mm. I go to the Seventh-day Adventist Church, although I'm an Eden Line Sabbath keeper. I look towards the north. I ascend with the Lord Jesus Christ, and I bring in the reign of Christ. But what this is what they are saying. Winston's Wing Nats, New Zealand First, has a Nazi problem connected to the far-right messaging networks. Professor A. Gillespie said the problem we have in New Zealand Aotearoa is that the rhetoric is becoming increasingly dangerous. New Zealand First have demonstrated a rapid increase in nationalist posturing, including attacks on immigrants like Dr. Lawrence Exu-Nam. Gillespie says that when there are no consequences for this sort of bad behaviour, it incentivises those with less power to mimic what they see and hear. So with the immigration, we need to recognise all people. Winston, don't go so right-wing.
Yeah, well, when you say less power, obviously money, if you can't get 10 cents for the bus ride. And so Albert Gillespie, Professor Albert Gillespie, did say something, because isn't the Ukraine-Russia, wasn't Russia feeling that there were some Nazis in Ukraine and that's why they went to war? But then he shouldn't have invaded another sovereign country.
No.
So these are the challenges. Are we going to have a similar from Albert Gillespie where the war is still going? How many years is the Ukraine-Russia war?
Jeez.
And then how do we solve it in New Zealand? So we need to listen to Al Gillespie because he's raised the warning. So maybe we need to depowerize, get it?
Yeah.
Those that are feeling a little bit, raising their hand and putting their finger under their nose. you're coughing at that, Jack?
We need to be there for everyone. And don't forget, it's not the cough that carries you off, but the coffin that carry you off in. So here's India's cockroach dung beetle uprising. Abhijit Dipki starts the cockroach party with 22 million followers over in India. If you're rich in India, the system dances at your feet.
See, Jack, you used the name cockroach, but that was what the Prime Minister called them, and they then adopted it. But didn't you tell me about the dung beetle that went across the Egyptian sky, Jack?
Yes. His name is Kefti. He's the scarab, and he reconciles dark forces to positive forces because he's going through at night and he's linking up with the sun. So if the pineal gland, if you close your eyes, you've got the inner sun. But when things go wrong and get dark and black, you need to reconcile them. So Kefti, the dung beetle, will help you reconcile all the negative experiences.
So if we use Al Gillespie there, he said we've got to get that negative force and we've got to visualise, Jack, and we've got to get some positive happening, because we've seen what happened in Russia, Ukraine, over the same thing he's calling out. How do we do that, Jack?
Yeah, well, here he's got the story starts with the courtroom comment. In May 2026, India's Chief Justice, Sanjay Kant, was speaking about unemployed young people criticising judges on social media. He compared them to cockroaches, but little did he know that in doing so, he had unleashed a new youth movement.
Now, is Al Gillespie doing a similar thing, like by him naming this group of unparalysed people?
Yeah.
Has he just done exactly the same in New Zealand? Are they going to rally around that? Because that academic Al Gillespie, what should Al Gillespie do instead? How does he bring...
Well, instead of Winston being a right-winger, because he said, I'm a centrist. He said, you're either a right-winger or a left loony person or a centrist. Now, he confessed to me that he was a centrist, you know, with family and with policies. But now, is he going to go with National and start leaning that way because he thinks that all the older people are going to vote for him if their rates and so forth? And one older person told me at the Bishop Gaines village the other day that National have received a $250,000 grant for the elections.
What about Anna Stanford there, Jenny? You called that she would be the next good Prime Minister for National. What if after the election, Jack, Winston says, look, unless it's Stanford for the leadership of that, I'm not going to work. Why do they not go around and pick a leader in the other parties and they've got to change before you'll deal with them?
I don't know that she would want the job, because it can be quite discriminatory towards females.
And one guy stood against him, and then they kicked him out. I mean, why can't you challenge the leadership?
But he was already not standing for Parliament anyway, so I think they just put all of the together. Getting back to Al Gillespie, tell us, Jack, because you're going over to Tuvalu, to how do we bring that positive, that night, that dung beetle that's rolling up the dung, how do we bring positive to those that are in New Zealand so we don't go into the Russia-Ukraine situation?
Well, you practice the Rainbow Ribbons program.
Read it out.
You get everyone to cooperate with the higher power.
Yes.
You take six steps down, the counsellor, two, the buddy supporter, three, the grief therapist for the freedom fighters. You go back 10 years at a time. You identify all the triggers, all the cues, and all the abuses you've been through. And once you get to the bottom, which is number 6-5 trauma recovery practitioner, you then come up the ladder and you identify with being an uplifter, which is my Jude Fadea Celestial Man. Wine spiritual uplifters assist comfort. So this has a spiritual side and a natural side. Encourage, reassure, and uplift people. New creation Judahites, warrior king judges. Abiding in the ruby stone, proclaiming redemption, humble hearts, praising God. So I'd use my Rainbow Ribbons program. I'm going to have to wear a multicoloured garment.
You're up at the university. If you go to the law school and go up onto the fourth floor, you can knock on Al Gillespie's door with that sign. You need to go and talk to him.
He will be talking to him.
Because he tried to solve the Russia-Ukraine thing. He needs that heart, Jack, because we've got to solve it in New Zealand first.
And as independents, we're going to be at all the main candidates' meetings.
You're going to have your own one, Jack. When is your next meeting for you, Jack the Independent? We're advertising it now. Where can we see you? I tell you what, Vinny's at 12 o'clock
New
today.
Zealand first, the 6th of September, 2 p.m., 100 Garnet Ave. But will he let me in?
Jack, will you let him into your one? It was the Independent's that exclusive.
Right. It is an airy vision, the World Economic Forum, with United Nations digital surveillance, locked out of the reality that is planned for you and me. When they meet at Davos, their win is our loss. Full implementation. There will be depopulation, mandatory vaccinations. As a global citizen, take away privacy, privately owned property, forced digital currency, puppets in our parliament, in our local government, in media and entertainment, university derangement. Implementation.
Jack, when you were saying that, it's interesting because all that happens is the Governor General picks the Prime Minister that has the confidence. What if someone who was standing as an independent then said, I will form a government if you rearrange your party structure? So all the backbenchers get into the cabinet. And what do you reckon about that, Jack? Just turn them all up after the election. Because we've seen it with National, with Luxon twice.
Yeah.
What after the election? You just go in and you say, right, we're not dealing with you until you change the structure of your party. Same with the Māori Party. You say, we want Hannah to be the leader of the party. You boys go back with the cowboy hats. And the same with the Labour. They say, hey, we want you, so, and then swap around their whip system.
What you're actually saying is that they've moved away from the principles of governance. These principles were founded on reforms rather than wars and sectarianism. He supported during the Glorious Revolution. He put in place a new federal system. Have we got a federal government here? We haven't.
Well, what about the
they're not answerable to the judges, are not answerable to the people. The executive at a top level who make all the decisions, they're not there for us anymore.
Well, 16 regional councils and there's 16 cities, so technically we could have 32 governors of those 32 locations, Jack.
Yeah. So he put in place a new federal system identifying with constitutional monarchy, rule of law with indigenous treaties, including the 1835 Whakaputanga self-determination native treaty made with the chiefs. Principle one, governance should respect laws, checks, balances and accountability. Does this government do that?
Well, the Official Information Act has requested some information from the current thing. Where did the 59 days go, Jack? And the Ombudsman is also overseeing that they're not tardy with this and run the time out till the writ day here, right now, in this election, 2026, Jack.
And what about religious tolerance, respecting differences of belief? The Theosophical Society trying to steal our lodge while protecting religious freedoms and civil orders. William knocked out the middleman within the Catholic hierarchy, promoting the priesthood of all believers.
Well, when you go through the Pacific, Jack, 17 countries, it's going to be interesting how you're received, because what denomination of Christian are you? Because they may say you have to be Methodist, and if you turn up as a Catholic, what's going to happen to you?
I'm a universalist. I can relate to Christ, to every religion, to everyone. You know, our common ground is born again, is knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, bringing in the reign of Christ, you know, being Joseph, being Judah, the Urim and Thummim on the Lord Jesus Christ, morning stars, bringing in the reign of Christ. you know.
So who are Christians voting for as the independent, the Christian vote this
well,
year?
Well, they had Narrow, and I'm deeply disappointed.
No, forget that. We already know that he went in with New Zealand first.
And he shouldn't have done that, because I would have operated
that. Obviously,
party.
The young Christians, you've been to that thing this weekend, Jack. What? Tell us who the Christian vote in New Zealand's going towards. What's your suggestion? Who should a Christian vote for in this election?
A lot of them are going to go right wing, because Winston Peters has become the New Zeal Party, the new Christian party.
Yeah.
And that's what I fear. I don't want them to do that, because they should stand for what I'm talking about, being common law equity counsellors and freedom, justice,
They're
and equality.
They're still confused out there, Jack. Can they vote for you and the other independents? All Christians in New Zealand have an independent. That's the way they can show themselves.
The young people, yeah, yeah.
What about the old Christians? Jenny, what about the old people in the old folks' home? Can they vote for an independent to show that they love Christ?
Of course they can.
Thank you, Jenny.
Because you stand in your belief, you know. You bring in the Jubilee principle of freedom, justice, equality. What would Jesus do about the streeties? What would Jesus do about the high cost of living? What would Jesus do about the jobless in our society?
Yeah, go ahead, Jenny.
National has cut off winter energy payments for, I think it's like 15,000 or 100.
So they're not allowed the $500 firewood anymore?
No, because they get $20 extra a week for accommodation supplement, and it's non-taxable and all this sort of stuff, and it's meant to be able to keep people warm.
So back to Jack's question.
So pensioners have now lost.
So Jenny thinks that what would Jesus do? Jesus would give you a $500 energy rebate. Is that what you're saying, Jenny?
Absolutely he would, because that's a kind thing to do.
Because at the moment the line charges, they're not favouring customers, and investing... they're not investing in the right players, the right places. Monopolies need to work together. So you've got 28 companies in New Zealand. They have to work together to foot the bill that's there, but lower the cost of energy.
Jack, would Jesus allow any streetie to hop on the last bus to the end of the line, and so they'd get a nice warm cup of soup, they'd get get clothes washed, a nice place to sleep and a shower? Wouldn't that Jesus, rather than them, and because have they been artificially corralled into the CBD to create a political thing? What would Jesus do? I believe he would change the bus routes so that they would at night go to the outskirts, and if they're up early, they can catch the bus back in. But if they like it out there, they're out there with nature, they've got ducks flying around, they're walking in the parks. So there's lots of things they can.
Tent park.
Basically, but at the outskirts of town.
Vinnie's. Have a couple of small units there.
And that's working well. I suggested to the guy 10 cents and then the next guy 20 cents and 30 cents. So he's got a little rate system going there.
Now we've
good on you, Charles.
We've got a bill not allowing immigrants to stay, visitor visa, sending people home. No cause evictions, as the only thing changing is rent going up. So you don't have to have a cause to get rid of someone, and that's National's policy. Carers... underpaid, the bill is flawed. So we're finding that...
Jenny, can you give us a ray of hope here?
It.
Come on, Jenny.
Okay, come on.
Ray of sunshine.
What do you want me to say?
Well, Jack just said no fault evictions. That means a person can be out on the street.
Cast out.
Yeah, so anytime. Give us some...
Do they still get a warning? Like
no,
a
90-day all of that's
warning?
Gone past. No. What is the hope in New Zealand? What are we looking forward to with this election coming up?
We're
I know Jack's standing for independent.
New parties. We're opposing the right-wing fascists, and we want more centrist policies that's going to put money into housing.
Go, Jenny. She's got it, Jack. She's got it. What is it
education.
For the young ones, Jenny?
Talk to the UN.
There you go. That's what Jenny said.
Talk to the UN, and they don't always do anything.
Yeah, but here, Principle 4 of William of Orange, Principles of Governance, alliances and international cooperation working in with allies and partners. The Westphalia Treaty acknowledged nation states in 1648, balancing competing interests where effective leadership required balance and negotiations while practicing problem solving for international issues. Are we doing that on
well,
an international
Well, I'm just trying to digest Jenny's things. She said talk to the UN. So there you go,
Complain,
young people out there.
Raise money. Get
put
someone,
10 cents in the tin, yep.
No, yeah, raise all the money you don't have or find get a job, find some money.
Yep. And focus on the UN.
Talk to the UN, complain to them.
Right.
Thank you, Jenny.
Human Rights Commission. Be registered to vote and responsible citizens. You've got no excuses. There's going to be a lot more people voting this time, both Maori and non-Maori.
Yeah, well, there's 36,000,
6
million.
And use conscience, vote. If you don't agree with right-wing fascists taking over and stealing all the money.
Conscience
and
vote.
Conscience vote.
And yeah. Default to independent.
Okay, so this is from the fringes. These
Two
are
ticks.
Our own opinions.
Have a beautiful
okay,
week,
bye-bye.
Guys.
Let's be agents of law change. Bye-bye.
Ka kite.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.